Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. Okay, so let's start with a pretty serious natural disaster. A really devastating Category 4 typhoon just hit central Vietnam. It caused major flooding, landslides too, and forced huge evacuations.
Yeah, and this was after it already hit the Philippines, where it was known as Tino. Tragically, it killed over 114 people there before moving on to Vietnam.
It was terrible.
Mm-hmm. And the storm itself, I mean, waves up to 33 feet. It hit areas like Cebu in the Philippines particularly hard. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they've already been dealing with so much recently. Super Typhoon Ragasa, that big 6.9 earthquake.
Right, just one thing after another for them.
It really is. And that repetition, that kind of constant challenge, it actually provides a powerful moment for reflection, maybe with students, you could ask. How do people find that strength, you know, both personally and as a community, to recover and rebuild when something awful like this just destroys homes and lives?
That's a really good question. Okay, from devastation here on Earth, let's go way out. 10 billion light years away, actually. Astronomers spotted the most distant black hole flare ever seen. They used the Zwicky Transient Facility for this.
Right. And what's just mind-blowing here is the scale. This event, this burst of light, it actually happened 10 billion years ago. It was a supermassive black hole tearing apart a star about 30 times the mass of our sun.
30 times.
Yeah. And the energy released, the light energy was equivalent to, get this, 10 trillion suns. Because it's so far away, cosmological time dilation means we're essentially watching this cosmic collision play out in super slow motion over months.
The whole concept is just hard to wrap your head around. Seeing something that happened 10 billion years ago.
It really puts our little spot in the universe in perspective, doesn't it? So a great prompt stemming from this might be, what's something about the universe, its size or its mysteries, that just makes you feel amazed or really curious?
Good one. Okay, zooming back to Earth now, but to a place that's still pretty unknown. The deep Southern Ocean, right off Antarctica. There was a recent expedition using an ROV, a remotely operated vehicle.
Uh-huh. And they were exploring areas that used to be trapped under the George VI ice shelf, places no one's really seen before.
So what did they find?
Well, amazing stuff really confirms how little we know about that region. They've already confirmed 30 new species, and that's just from a small fraction of the samples they collected.
30 new species.
Yep, including some with pretty vivid names like the death ball sponge. It apparently has these hook-covered arms it uses to grab prey. And new kinds of zombie worms.
Wait, zombie worms? Seriously?
Seriously. They don't have mouths or intestines. They rely on bacteria to digest food, basically boring into bone. Fascinatingly weird creatures.
That's incredible. Death ball sponges and zombie worms.
Yeah.
Sounds like science fiction, but it's right here on Earth.
Exactly. It really highlights why exploration is still so vital. Which leads to a good discussion point. What is it about exploring unknown places or just discovering new things about our world that you think is exciting or important? Why do we keep doing it?
Okay, shifting gears now to social impact. Let's talk about Reginald Dwayne Betts. He's a poet and also a former inmate. He spent a decade incarcerated.
Right, and now he's doing incredible work with his nonprofit, Freedom Reads. They're spreading the power of reading by opening libraries in U.S. prisons. They've opened 500 so far.
500, that's amazing.
It is, and what's really unique is their approach. These aren't like traditional prison libraries, often hard to access. Freedom Reads puts smaller, curated book collections directly into the cell blocks, making them really accessible.
So the books are right there.
Exactly. And Betts himself, I mean, he credits books, specifically Dudley Randall's anthology, The Black Poets, which he found while incarcerated with, completely changing his life. He went on to get degrees from Yale Law School.
Wow. That just shows the immediate life-changing power a single book can have.
Absolutely. So the prompt here feels pretty direct. When has a book really changed the way you think, or maybe shifted your perspective, helped you see the world in a totally different way?
Okay, finally, let's turn to the U.S. Supreme Court. They recently heard arguments about tariffs, those taxes on imported goods, and specifically about the president's power to impose them. The case is learning resources versus Trump.
Yeah, this one really digs into the separation of powers. Based on the oral arguments, it sounds like many of the justices, including Chief Justice John Roberts, we're pretty skeptical.
Skeptical about what, specifically?
Skeptical that the president has such broad power to impose these kinds of taxes on Americans, basically arguing that power belongs more properly to Congress. The whole debate kind of hinges on a 1977 law, the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, or IEPA.
Okay, so why is that law the key piece here?
Well, the justices were questioning whether the IEPA, which was meant for genuine national emergencies, really gives the president the authority to use tariffs so broadly, especially when there isn't a declared emergency in the traditional sense. There's this underlying concern, you could hear it in the questioning, about power gradually shifting too much towards the executive branch, away from Congress.
Right. A question of checks and balances.
Precisely. So a really strong civics discussion point comes out of this. When you think about who should make the really big decisions that affect the entire country, what qualities or responsibilities do you think are most important for leaders to have, and why?
Okay, that covers our briefing for today. We've spanned geology, cosmology, deep sea biology, social justice, and civics. Kind of makes you think about independent thought across all these areas. Reminds me of that quote from C.V. Raman, the Nobel laureate. He said, "The essence of science is independent thinking, hard work, and not equipment."
That's a great quote. And it really applies here, doesn't it? Whether
Yes.
you're exploring the universe or the Constitution. Well, thank you for taking the time to engage with these sources with us. We hope you foster some great discussions.
Thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.